This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Russia says its police have traced opposition politician Alexei Navalny's movements and what he drank before falling ill on a flight from Siberia to Moscow last month. It also says there are efforts to locate a witness who has left the country. The Kremlin's Interior Ministry says it will ask again for legal assistance from Germany, where Navalny was airlifted after what Berlin says was a critical illness caused by the Russian Novichok nerve agent. The Siberian Transport Department says it wants to send investigators to Germany. The 44-year-old Navalny, meanwhile, has emerged from a coma. The Russian request appears to have little chance of success. Germany says it's already established the presence of Novichok and has demanded an explanation from Moscow. Russia has so far failed to open a formal criminal investigation and insists it needs hard evidence from Germany that Navalny was indeed poisoned. Both U.S. President Donald Trump and his Democratic opponent Joe Biden today mark the anniversary of the 9/11 attacks on the United States. Both will travel at different times to Shanksville, Pennsylvania, where one of the planes in the terrorist assault came down. Mr. Biden will begin his day at the World Trade Center Memorial in New York. President Trump is trying to move past this week's revelations that he played down the danger of the coronavirus last winter, despite knowing of its catastrophic potential, something clearly shown by recordings made by journalist Bob Woodward as he prepared his book, Rage, which is due out next week. Asked at a news conference why he lied to the American people, the president shook his head, saying what he did was minimize the threat of a panic. The virus controversy followed Mr. Trump to a rally in the political battleground state of Michigan last night, where Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer had raised alarms about the event. It was shoulder to shoulder at an airport hangar in the town of Freeland, where a crowd heard Mr. Trump predict a re-election victory in November. There were very few masks, and there was very little evidence of social distancing. This is VOA News. China says it's imposed restrictions on staff members at the U.S. Embassy and the American consulates in mainland China and Hong Kong. Responding to U.S. measures announced early this month, China's foreign ministry described its move as reciprocal. Last week, Washington said it would require senior Chinese diplomats to get State Department approval before visiting university campuses or holding cultural events with more than 50 people outside mission grounds. The Sri Lankan Navy says it's still trying to plug a fuel leak from the fire-stricken New Diamond oil supertanker. Carrying about 2 million barrels of oil, the vessel caught fire 2 weeks ago and is about 45 nautical miles off Sri Lanka's east coast in the Indian Ocean. The fire has been extinguished, but the ship left a trail of oil as it was towed out to sea. Authorities are working to head off the kind of environmental damage suffered by the African island nation of Mauritius after a Japanese bulk carrier struck a coral reef off its coast in July. The Japanese owner of the tanker that went aground off Mauritius said today it would spend about $9.5 million to help in oil spill cleanup, including work to restore the country's mangrove forests. Here in the U.S., a huge Northern California wildfire has become the state's deadliest blaze of the year. 10 people are confirmed dead. At least 16 others are missing. 4 victims are in critical condition with burns. Evacuees, in many cases, have had to flee for their lives. The flames north of San Francisco have destroyed an estimated 2,000 homes and other buildings. Damage assessment teams are expected to begin a methodical search of scorched areas today. Nearly 30 major wildfires stretch from the border of Oregon, south through California, all the way to the Mexican frontier. U.S. stock index futures are climbing, with tech shares gaining after a large-scale pullback yesterday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is poised to open higher this hour. Futures put the projected gain at 81 points. Asian prices were up, the Nikkei in Japan by 0.75%. Japan's National Security Council meets today. The backdrop, a proposed policy change that could, for the first time, allow Japan's military to plan for strikes on land targets in Asia. Initiated by Prime Minister Shinzo Abe months before he announced his retirement, the plan would require the purchase of such weapons as cruise missiles. The European Union is using tough language as it once again deals with the threat of a no-deal Brexit. At issue, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's refusal to revoke an ultimatum on breaking the separation agreement that the EU says would sink 4 years of talks. London claims it simply wants to clear up ambiguities, but it's caused a new crisis less than 4 months before the UK is due to complete its departure from the European bloc in December. More news online at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.